The police have threatened to arrest anybody who stands near the fence. I have no idea why. As far as I know, it's a, public place. But, okay, well, there's a bunch of people running right now. Don't know why. Okay, there's... Oh, the riot cops are coming. On their horseback. Come the cops on mounted patrol. It's causing a scurry of people to exit the venue. Okay, things are getting a little radical. Okay, the cops are totally moving in right now. Okay, the cops are charging us right now. They're clubbing people. Okay, we're completely surrounded by cops right now. People were trying to leave and they wouldn't let us leave, so. Not sure what all this means. Okay. Cops are shooting tear gas, people are throwing bottles. It's basically complete anarchy. There are thousands of cops here. The cops are charging. Okay, they're blocking every exit to the place. Making it quite impossible for anybody to do anything except get tear gassed or arrested, apparently. So, it's a little confusing to me exactly what the motive of these. Cops are pushing everybody out of the way. The media people. Okay, there's a bunch of cops on horsebacks charging a crowd of people. Full canter. And now we're up against another wall of cops. Okay, so we got a wall of cops behind us. There are a wall of cops both directions.
It's a trap.
Well,
not doing anything.
Our bicycles are over there. We want to go home. So what do we do?
Can't leave this?
Just tell us what to do.
How do we get out?
They're not letting us out over there. Okay. Gotta get in the way over there.
Gotta get in the way. That way, this way.
You don't need to come back,
Leon. All right, well. The cops got everybody surrounded. And, pointing weapons and billing clubs. Cops are screaming sweep. I don't know exactly what that means. We're basically completely surrounded by cops right now. Even the horses have a mask on. This, ladies and gentlemen, is a search for democracy. Definitely have not found it here in LA. democracy remains elusive. Here at the Democratic National Convention. There are a couple fires burning in the parking lot right now. Small little.
Put your hands up to see what I want.
I'm sitting here, cops are demanding to see everyone's hands. I'm sitting here with my microphone, walking along the crowd. People have their hands on their heads. Quite an incredible scene. I don't know whether I'm going to be arrested or what my outcome is right now.
Hold the line!
Really difficult to have really too much respect for the cops.
Keep coming.
Okay, the Channel 4 news team is getting pushed over the barricade. The woman from the Bay Area, I forget her name, but the cops are even pushing her around.
Aaron.
Oh, cops are getting ready to billy club somebody. We're right here in the not sure what's going on, but okay, here come the Mounties. I'm just gonna back up here a little bit. Cops are firing. They're firing stuff. I have no idea what it is. Rubber bullets or
gas or what?
I'm just gonna hang here along the fence and hope I don't get shot. Okay, well, this is what our democracy is coming down to, folks. Okay, the Mounties have stopped.
Shot me, man.
You got shot?
I got shot. Photographer. Right here on the side.
The rubber bullet?
Something, but it fucking hurts. It hurts.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely, gentleman right here has a very bad welt on his left arm. He was shot by the police by probably a rubber bullet. I'm not quite sure what it was. Okay, I'm gonna stick with the Channel 4's news team. Figure I'm safe with them because they're the corporate guys. Well, we're quasi-lawfully assembled here on the we're on Olympic Boulevard, the 900 block, Olympic Boulevard. The police are holding their ground, and the protesters are now making the formation, waving socialist flags and anarchy flags. The Channel 4 news team is run away, which is sort of making me wonder whether I should stick around here or not. The big wigs are going. That can mean only one thing. Something big's gonna happen. Alright, so I'm hanging out here. The cops are firing stuff again. Imagine any minute now there will be a, here they go. Okay, the cops are, they're just all out shooting. They are creating a stampede, an uncontrolled stampede right now.
Fuck you! I'm done!
So I need to be afraid of man of travel.
Yeah, I know. Nothing worse than turning your back at somebody that's shooting at you. Okay, it's complete mayhem right now. I'm pretty close actually to the front lines right now. If this were a war, I'd probably be dead.
Discount or like a sale or something? I'm glad I don't pay taxes.
Oh, looks like a plutocrat's car over here. Can't imagine he's over here.
We gotta get a move because he's blocking up.
Alright, well there's an NBC news truck right here.
Yeah. Hold on.
They are completely surrounded by protesters. They can't get out. And the police are approaching their van. What's going to happen now? The crowd of people surrounding the NBC news truck. Some anarchists are trying to tip it over, actually. Okay, the news truck is heading towards the cops. And they're circling back around. Okay, the cops have once again stopped. They're holding their ground.
I've been shot 7 times.
There's a man who was shot 7 times. How does it feel?
It stings.
Where did they get you?
Right here. That's the one that hurts the most.
Okay, that's our listeners. He got shot on the hip.
I've been hit 4 times in the legs and 2 times in the chest.
2 times in the chest. Good thing they weren't real bullets. Did you see what it was?
This shit.
Uh-huh.
Holding one of the bullets.
Can I see that? It's pretty hard.
Yeah, it's like a paintball, only harder and it doesn't explode.
So, how do you feel about everything that's going on here?
I'm pretty pissed that they turned the power off. If they hadn't done that, this whole shit would have never happened. Stay. I'm trying to stay here.
All right, dude. Good luck. Okay, this is a rather bizarre mix of people. There are anarchists. There are cops on bikes. Apparently trying to surround us again. There are journalists, TV people, newspaper people. Regular people like you know, me. And it's just insane. I have never experienced anything like this before. And it's sad, but I may have to again. Not because I enjoy being shot at by cops, but because we need to regain our democracy, and the only way we're going to get it is if, you know, we stand up to the plutocrats. I'm actually walking away from where my car is parked right now.
This is what it looks like. The U.S. Constitution being repealed right before your very eyes. There it goes.
All right, well. Managed to find a neutral zone next to a plutocrat's limo. Very large limo. Here comes NBC car number 3. Maybe it's carrying Dan Rather, I don't know. Ave limos.